If you're a job seeker looking to upgrade your career or a business owner in need of quality employees, tune into KB 1520 every Sunday morning at 10 to hear the Dale Martin Jobs and Business Report with co-host Andrea Todaro. Every Sunday, you'll hear the latest news about the employment environment in Western New York. You'll also hear informative interviews with some of our area's most distinguished business leaders. In addition, listen for Dale's weekly feature on our sister station WBEN every Monday night at 7:20. That's the Dale Martin Jobs and Business Report every Sunday morning at 10 on KB 1520. Your phone calls are welcome.
Welcome back to the Dale Martin Jobs and Business Report, a.k.a. Western New York at Work, live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people that make it happen. And I am so excited because I have in studio with me today two lovely, beautiful women that are making it happen. Annette Pender, who is the president and publisher of Buffalo Healthy Living, and you brought Shannon with you.
Shannon Trapagan, yes.
Shannon, ladies, welcome. Thank you for being a part of the day show. And how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. I love the weather. It's beautiful today.
It is beautiful. Yes, it is.
It's great football weather.
I get the impression, Shannon, that you are a football fan.
I am a football fan, yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm excited for today's game. I will say that I wasn't always a Bills fan. I grew up as a Miami Dolphins fan.
The arch enemy, the other enemy.
At least yes. You're a Bills fan now.
I am. I've been in Buffalo for about 12 years, and it took a few years for it to grow on me, but I absolutely am rooting for the Bills today. I think we've got a strong quarterback, and I'm very excited for today's game.
Wow. Yeah. I'm impressed. Okay. Well, you know, we're going to be talking football off and on at different times of the show, but the main topic that we really would like to kind of transition into, and I mentioned it before the break, I talked about leadership and the X's and O's and the strategy. And I think oftentimes we don't show where leadership is really being run from a woman's standpoint. At least we don't talk about enough on this show. And that's one of the things that we are transitioning to do, to highlight our women business leaders. Because, you know, there are many women out there that are running major corporations. There are, you know, we're starting to see more and more women in sports, either as athletes or in the management staff. And, you know, that's not so much a part of today's show. But what we really want to talk about is Annette and how she has started a monthly publication and grown this business from a baby or infancy to where it is today. So that's kind of like the flow or the conversation. So Annette, kind of chime in.
It truly was a baby.
It was.
Started at about 16 pages and struggled. It was an uphill struggle. And I'll tell you, we had wonderful supporters. Some of the first people that came in to advertise with us really understood what this publication was going to be about, and they really embraced it. And it's made a difference because we owe a lot to those people and to those organizations. And we still work with most of those today that just started with us. But more importantly, we've grown from 16 pages now to 48 pages.
And, remarkable.
We're reaching, you know, I don't know how many people we reached initially, but now we're reaching 92,500 people every month in print at about, and thousands more in digital. So we do a lot with social media and our website and e-newsletters and mail blasts. So we're reaching a lot of people.
Share with our listeners, and once again for our listeners, if you're just now joining us, the magazine, the publication that we're talking about is Buffalo Healthy Living. I mean, I walk into Tops or other outlets around the city, and there's always this very attractive looking publication right there at the entrance. And so I think it's very strategically placed where it needs to be so that, you know, customers or people can see it. But share with our listeners, how did it all begin? Where did the vision or the idea come from?
Actually, I just spoke to the person who initially created that vision before I walked in here. There was a gentleman by the name of David Harney who started Rochester Healthy Living. And he basically approached me and asked me if I thought I'd be a great managing editor and associate publisher. And it wasn't anything I ever envisioned doing. I always had a strong background in English and writing, and it wasn't something that I thought I would do, though, in terms of an actual publication.
Okay.
And it just has grown from there. I thought about it, I started doing it, and it really fit. And it really encompasses all of my strongest skills. So I love, and he was a wonderful mentor. I promised him I was going to tell him today that he was a wonderful mentor because he did teach me a lot, and he no longer has Rochester Healthy Living. He has since retired, and so we created Buffalo Healthy Living, which really, I think, encompasses more than just Buffalo, you know, obviously.
All of Western New York.
Whenever you meet somebody from out of town and they say to you, where do you live? You don't say Amherst. You don't say Cheektowaga. You always say, I come from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, we really encompass all of Western New York, whether it's Niagara Falls, whether it's all the counties in Western New York.
Okay. All right. Now, before we, I want to come back to something else in a moment, but Shannon, your involvement with the publication, can you share with our listeners your role and what your areas of expertise consist of?
It was very fortuitous that I ended up working with Annette. I kind of sought her out for some freelance opportunity to write for the magazine. I had started doing a lot of freelance writing, and writing is my biggest passion. So I had wanted to connect with her. Ironically, it was through LinkedIn that we originally started talking. And as we started working more and more together, and she started giving me more articles to write and to go out and seek, we developed this really great partnership, and she asked me if I'd like to come on as the associate publisher of the magazine. She allows me to bring really great ideas, fresh ideas. She treats me like a partner, which is really exciting for me and not something that I've really had the opportunity to do in the past. And so I've been able to utilize my skills. I love telling people stories, finding people's stories. I'm a very creative writer, and Annette balances that with her journalistic writing.
Okay, and speaking of that creativity, I think that's representative of what you can see in the publication. Walk us through, because I think there's, if you've never picked the publication up, you may get the wrong impression that it's maybe just catering only to women. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, I think that's false. But walk our listeners through the creativity and the type of content that they can expect to see, because I think it's a variety there.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons we usually have a woman on the cover is because men love seeing women on the cover and women love seeing women on the cover.
Okay. So I would agree to that.
So, but we talk about anything from healthy aging to Alzheimer's, to your dog, to your relationship with your dog, your relationship with your children, great recipes, great employment opportunities, mm-hmm. new cutting edge procedures that are being done that are saving people's lives. We talk about alternative kinds of treatments, and we talk about mainstream medicine. Mm-hmm. I think that it's really important to let people know what's going on in Western New York, and we're doing that through the magazine and letting them know about the opportunities that might exist for them. A great example is food tech careers at Genesee Community College. And I promise we talk about clinical trials. And one of the most important clinical trials going on right now is that women, when Kate Middleton was pregnant, the Royal Highness?
Yes.
She was sick, so severely sick. And that's not just morning sickness. And we have a clinical trial going on right now where there's actually a new medication that's safe, doesn't harm the baby, and that can alleviate morning sickness. I can't even imagine how many people out there right now, mm-hmm. out there every day, have a much, much more severe experience with morning sickness. It's actually called something else if they're diagnosed with it and just don't know what to do. So I really recommend that, you know, picking up this magazine is a great resource for finding out about a lot of things going on.
Awareness and knowledge.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is, you know, it encompasses medical and research. I mean, we have a huge research corridor going on right now in Amherst and downtown through the University of Buffalo. But we also, you know, Buffalo Healthy Living encompasses all of healthy living. You know, it's our community health, it's our economic health, it's our physical health, our emotional health, and that's really what we represent in the magazine. That's what makes us creative. You know, we write most of our stories ourselves. And we bring in some extra freelance writers that have helped us out, but we talk about healthy eating and living in Western New York and everything that Western New York is being recreated.
It really is.
We're on the cusp of something new. And I think that's what we showcase in the magazine. And that's really why readers stay with us and they love us, because we touch on very emotional topics in an exorbitant amount of ways. I mean, we really reach the gambit of all different kind of issues in Western New York, so we're not siloed into one particular area.
Okay.
Now, plus, I think it's all about relationships.
Always, yes.
Always about relationships. Mm-hmm. I know that Shannon said something about how she loves writing and her strength is writing. One of Shannon's strengths is absolutely building relationships, and she's built so many great relationships for us. And that's what I do every day. Mm-hmm. To me, that's what's really important. I don't care, it's not about whether or not we get an ad in the magazine. It's really not about that, mm-hmm. although that's what makes it possible for us to bring this information to people. The only way we can support this magazine is through advertising.
But you're also creating a good company by having great talent. And so one of the things, hearing is that you're putting an organization together that has a culture that I guess is an entrepreneurial culture that mm-hmm. you're building something in order to be representative of something better for the community.
Absolutely.
But we're also solving problems. Every person, every business has their set of challenges. And so it's our goal to find out what their challenges are. We want to know who the people are that we work with. That's why I talked about relationships. I think it's really important to do that.
And for our listeners out there that are tuning in, how can they find out more information about Buffalo Healthy Living? Where can they go?
Oh, anywhere.
BuffaloHealthyLiving.com. That's the first place that you go. It'll tell you where you can find the magazine. Mm-hmm. We're also on Facebook. We have tons of fans on Facebook, and I am counting on everybody listening today to become one of our Facebook fans. So please
subscribe
like
on
us
the website.
Today. The other thing, place you can go, we're always in Wegmans. We're always in Tops. We're mm-hmm. always in Wegmans. We're actually the only free health publication that is available at Wegmans.
And we're in every area Wegmans. And Wegmans has been very good to us.
Everybody's been great to us. Yeah. We're in Orchard Fresh. We're in Tops. Medical offices, libraries. Yeah.
You're
schools.
Everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's the whole point. We want to be everywhere. So we've had some really amazing people that have been willing. I mean, we distribute to a lot of very unique places and really great places. And we're pushing a lot into the South Towns right now, which is a big deal for us, too.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, I believe we have a caller on hold. Caller, are you there? Good morning. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good morning. What's your question or comment?
Hi, I just wanted to ask Annette how she ever got started in this wonderful magazine, and what are her plans for the future of it?
That's a great question. I touched a little bit at the beginning of the show on how I got started. I got started with a gentleman in Rochester who had a vision for this magazine for many years, was successful in Rochester and wanted to have a magazine in Buffalo and saw me as a great fit. In terms of the future, I think the biggest thing I want to accomplish in the future is I want people to be invested in their health, and I also want people to do their homework. And the other thing, big goal I have right now, is to expand distribution into as many areas as possible, including those areas where we call underserved areas, in order to allow ourselves, because we're a corporation with a mission, and our mission is to expand distribution of the magazine to everybody who needs it.
Great question and great answer. Okay, caller.
I do have one more question. Have you ever thought about bringing the magazine into the Latino population and having it translated into Spanish?
Excellent question.
That is a really great question. I just spoke to the International Institute the other day about translating our website into Spanish, and I would definitely be interested in that. If this caller is fluent in Spanish, I would welcome your contribution, thoughts. We're open to it all.
And how might she or someone contact you after today's show?
BuffaloHealthyLiving.com. It has my phone number, or open up to the around page 2 or 3 of the magazine. It has all my contact information.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Carla, thank you so much for being a part of today's show, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Well, you know what? Our show is quickly coming to like the third quarter, almost fourth quarter, and so I want to make sure that we touch on something else, and that is you are a pioneer. I consider you to be a pioneer in this city because you're doing something that might be very difficult to do, but you make it look easy. You make it look appealing. I mean, each and every month, I mean, I like looking at the covers of your magazine, I have to say, but the stories themselves are real. But that being said, you were recently the recipient of a very distinguished award, the Business First Women of Influence. So we'd like to say congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Now, can you share with our listeners, what does that award mean to you?
That award, I was very flattered to receive that award. I was in the company of 26, I believe it was,
yes,
other women who were deserving of that award and receiving that award, and it was an honor to be in their presence. It also made me feel more accountable to myself as a leader. It enhanced for me the responsibility that comes with leadership. Also, it means to me, it even further legitimizes the credibility of our magazine. So I'm very honored to receive it and thrilled. I'm just thrilled.
Excellent. Well, again, we are happy that you are the recipient of this distinguished award along with the other 25 other women.
Mm-hmm.
Too many to name right now in the amount of time that we have, but we're going to be doing a follow-up show to that. And we certainly would like you to have you come back and be a part of that because we want to bring some awareness and acknowledge all 26. And so we'll be talking more and more about that.
That's great.
I'll tell you, the people in the audience at that event were astounded at the accomplishments of the women that were receiving awards. I don't know where they get their time or energy, but people say the same thing to me. But they say women are very good at multitasking, so.
Okay, well, I'm not going to dispute
that. I don't
know
if it's multitasking. It's, you know,
I think
we just
it
take
says
on a
lot, though. I think it says a lot about people in general, you know, and the women in Western New York who are doing some really amazing things. And, you know, we're all trying to make inroads, you know, and find our own way and be the entrepreneurs and the leaders that we want to be in Western New York. And Annette winning this award is a really great way to showcase what it is a lot of the women in Western New York are trying to accomplish right now.
Yes. And that being said, I want to quickly go back to the magazine because the magazine has such a variety of topics in there. And they're not all women specific.
No.
They're really, they're geared or targeted all of us. Any particular one that stands out with you with this particular publication? The current one, the September edition.
The articles?
Yes.
Honestly, I really enjoyed. I wrote an article on work wellness programs, and
That's what I was going to say.
Were you? Yeah, I really enjoyed. It's Moog Incorporated out in East Aurora has an absolutely amazing work wellness program, and it's something that they've researched and gotten background statistics on, and it's working. They're reducing heart disease. They're helping their employees become fit. They have a complete physical, like a doctor's office campus right there on site. They have bikes. They have 2 miles where people can go hiking, biking from campus to campus.
Okay.
It was an amazing article that I put together, and I really enjoyed doing it.
We're putting a lot of articles together on workplace. We're trying to feature more workplace wellness situations. In fact, in the next issue, we are going to be featuring another company that actually has a conference room where you actually stand up the entire time during the conference room. During the conference, they have the other thing they have is workstations where you can stand at your workstations.
Okay.
They have a bike program. We welcome other workplaces talking to us about what they're doing to incorporate more health programs right at work.
And who knows, maybe an employer will contact you specifically because they're looking for
improvement. Oh, yeah, we would welcome that. And I think it really showcases, too, you know, that we don't just gear towards women. Like, we've had a lot of men that commented on that article. So there's a lot of people that pay attention to those types of articles. And we have another one in the October issue on Slow Roll Buffalo. the big bike, which my husband and I both participated in. We had over 1,300 riders that did the ride the day that my husband and I did it, and it was just astounding.
Well, you just gave another example of how Western New York works. And Shanna, thank you so much for being a part of today's show.
Annette,
thank you again for being a part of today's show. Any parting thoughts, any sign-off comments you'd like to make?
Read Buffalo Healthy Living. Go to our website. Please like us on Facebook if you really like us. We only like genuine likes.
Well, I'll agree to that. Well, thank you so much for our listeners out there. Another fast-paced show. You've been listening to the Dale Martin Jobs and Business Report, a.k.a. Western New York at Work, live here at ESPN. Go Bills. Enjoy your day, Buffalo, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to the Dale Martin Jobs and Business Report, sponsored in part by Sunbelt Network, the place to go buy or sell a business, Shatter IT, and other successful business partners. Tune in next Sunday at 10 a.m. to learn the very latest job and business news from around Western New York. Be sure to also listen to Dale's weekly feature on our sister station WBEN every Monday night between 7:15 and 7:30.